Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today we are continuing in our study in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 17 says this, "A quick-tempered man acts foolishly, and a man of evil devices is hated." A quick-tempered man. This is referencing a man who's quick to anger. In the Message translation of this verse, it says, "The hot-headed do things they'll regret later." One of the consequences of allowing yourself to engage in the sin of anger is that you end up regretting things that you both do and say. The hot-headed do things they'll regret later, the Message translation tells us, or a quick-tempered man acts foolishly. When an adult flies into a fit of anger and breaks a window or punches a wall or says unkind or even cruel things to someone else, it is easy to label that kind of behavior as foolish. It's foolish in the eyes of the beholder, and it's also foolish in the eyes of God. That person's not acting with wisdom. In Proverbs 14, verse 29, it says, "He who's slow to anger has great understanding, but he who is quick-tempered exalts folly." The person who allows himself or herself to fly into that fit of anger or rage definitely is showing that they are not walking in wisdom. But the person who has great understanding, Proverbs tells us, makes sure that he or she is very slow to become angry. In the Message translation of Proverbs 14:29, it says, "Slowness to anger makes for deep understanding. A quick-tempered person stockpiles stupidity." No one wants to be a person who's stockpiling stupidity, and yet the habit of becoming quickly angered is one that needs to be avoided by the Christian person who desires to walk in the wisdom of the Lord. And yet many people would use the excuse that their temperament is this certain way, that they are quickly angered, or that their specific ethnic background in some way gives them license to become hot-headed. And yet this is not the way of the Lord. Anger is a serious problem and a serious sin in the eyes of God, because people who are quickly angered and vent their anger on other people are sinning against the listener. They're not walking in love. They're often saying cruel or hurtful things, and that is a sin against another person. We've often seen sports figures who have demonstrated just how foolish it is when a person has a quick temper or a tendency to become easily angered. Back in 1975, during a Masters tennis tournament in Stockholm, Sweden, American tennis star Arthur Ashe was winning a feverish battle with the Romanian-born Ilie Năstase, sometimes dubbed Nasty Năstase because of his on-court antics. Năstase was at his worst on that particular day, cursing, taunting, and acting like a madman. But finally, Arthur Ashe put down his tennis racket and walked off the court, saying, "I've had enough. I'm at the point where I'm afraid I'll lose control." "But Arthur," the umpire cried, "you'll default the match." "I don't care," replied Ashe. "I'd rather lose the match than my self-respect." The next day, the tournament committee came to a surprising solution, refusing to condone Nastasi's bullying tactics They insisted that Nastassi default the match for his unsportsmanlike conduct. Arthur Ashe won that game of tennis, and he also won the battle with the temptation to become angry himself. As the scripture says, the quick-tempered person acts foolishly. And many sports figures who have allowed themselves to develop the tendency to be quick-tempered or fly into a rage often demonstrate before the whole world on television that they are foolish in their behavior. But Arthur Ashe demonstrated the way to avoid anger by his response in that particular situation. He walked away from this very sore temptation to become equally angry himself as his opponent was. Sometimes you may have to walk away from situations when you're sorely tempted to fly into a rage, to express anger verbally. This would be God's way of handling the situation. The wife of the writer of the classic book on the life of Christ called The Greatest Story Ever Told once said that she used to count to 10 when she was feeling like she was about to become provoked to anger. But one day she thought of the first 10 words of the Lord's Prayer. And then she began this habit instead. Instead of counting to 10, as she previously would do, she would slowly say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Anger is a choice that we make. Refusing anger is another choice. If you have the tendency to fly into a fit of rage or to become quickly angered with people, make the choice to agree with the Word of God. God wants you to walk in wisdom, and it's the quick-tempered person that's not walking in wisdom. God wants you to make the choice that you are not going to allow yourself to agree to the temptation that's presented to you to become quickly angered. This suggestion of Mrs. Fulton Orsler, the person who began to develop the habit of saying the beginning of the Lord's Prayer when she was feeling like she's going to become provoked to anger, is a good example for us. Make that choice in your life that you're not going to be a person given to anger. Other ways of dealing with anger include humbling yourself when you have become angry and perhaps flown off the handle with someone. The great evangelist D.L. Moody, who was considered the great Billy Graham of the 19th century, had a very sharp temper, which, with God's help, he learned to control. But one particular evening, Moody was conducting two evangelistic services back to back. After the first one, as Mr. Moody was standing near the door welcoming the new crowd, a man approached him and delivered a highly offensive insult of some kind. Moody never later repeated it, but it must have been serious because in a sudden fit of anger, Moody shoved the man and sent him tumbling down a short flight of steps. The man was not badly harmed, but Moody's friends wondered how he could now possibly preach the second service. "When I saw Mr. Moody give way to his temper," said an observer, "I said to myself, the meeting is killed. The large number who have seen the whole thing will hardly be in a condition to be influenced by anything more Mr. Moody could say tonight." But Moody called the meeting to order. He stood, and with a trembling voice, he spoke these words, "Friends, before beginning tonight, I want to confess that I yielded just now to my temper out in the hall, and I have done wrong. Just as I was coming in here tonight, I lost my temper with a man, and I want to confess my wrong before you all. And if that man is present here whom I have thrust away from me in anger. I want to ask his forgiveness and God's. Let us pray. Instead of a lost cause, the meeting seemed unusually touched that night, with many people deeply and eternally impressed with the gospel. That story from the life of D.L. Moody is an excellent example for us that humility will help you if you have the tendency to be given to anger. Humbling yourself before people whom you have sinned against and before God will give you the grace from God to overcome the sin of anger. The Word of God tells us that God resists the proud person, and many people who have a temper or are given to anger are very prideful, and they are not easily willing to confess the sin of anger to others, and they are often unrepentant. But if you will humble yourself, the Scripture tells us that God gives grace to the humble, and it is grace that you need if you have the habit of becoming easily angered. God's grace will enable you to overcome that sin, and it is only by His grace that you will get victory over the sin of anger. Be a person who is willing to humble themselves, confess your sin to people and to God, and then receive His grace so that you can walk away when the temptation to become provoked to anger comes to your door. Because even if you've confessed your sin over and over again, you'll need God's grace when anger comes knocking at your door in the future. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, be slow to anger and have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.